Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Ricky. How are you today?
Hi, I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Doing great. Thank you so much for asking. Okay.
Well, I have a problem. Back on the 14th, you guys charged me $139.97 for a product that I did not order.
Okay, can I have your zip code, please?
Yes, my zip code is 67226.
First and last name?
First name is Jonda, Jonda, and last name is at UTT.
Okay. Thanks so much for information. Can you verify address for me, please?
Sure. My address is 5569 North Lycee Court, Bel Air, Kansas, 67226.
Okay. And I see that you did place order for the keto formula in the clinic as well, ma'am. And they were trial periods that if you did not cancel within the time period of your trial, we did bill you out for the full amount of other products.
I've never received anything. So how can I have a trial period when I've never received anything?
Okay, so if you didn't receive within a time period, ma'am, or if you didn't receive it at all, you're supposed to give us a call in so that we can get it resent out to you, ma'am. Because it is showing
well,
that it was actually delivered.
I didn't order this. So how can you guys charge me for
something?
So you're
saying you didn't order
or
you didn't receive it?
I did not order.
Are you sure no one else in your
household
placed the order, ma'am?
I'm positive because I ordered on 6/10. I ordered one bottle of the weight loss gummy and one bottle of the Daily Crave Cleanse. That's
okay,
it.
And that is correct, ma'am. That is what you were charged for. You paid for the shipping handling. If you did not cancel within the time period of your trial, we bill you out for the full amount of the product and place you on a subscription, which is what happened.
Okay, well, it doesn't say that.
Okay, so
when you do this order, it does not say that anywhere in the order.
Okay, so when you click the box stating that you were 18 and older and that you read the terms and conditions, you let us know then that you read the terms and conditions, you understood and that you agreed to it, ma'am.
No, I did not agree to that. I did not. I agreed to the $9.97 and the $10.97. That was it. I ordered those two bottles. That was it.
Okay, so when you click the box saying that you were 18 and older and that you read the terms and conditions, you let us know then that you read the terms and conditions, understand that you agreed to. However, it is a monthly charge until you actually call in to cancel.
Well, cancel it because I'm not paying it.
Okay.
And I will cancel my credit card to keep you guys from charging again if I have to. I've already disputed it with my card. I am not paying this.
So you already filed a dispute with them, ma'am?
I did not authorize it.
So you already filed a dispute with your financial institution?
Yes, I did.
Okay. So the way dispute process works, they're going to give you your money back at first. But once they call us and get all the information and do their investigation, they will see that the charge is valid. You'll end up being charged for it. But however, you drop the dispute with them, have them contact us with you on the line, we will offer you a 35% refund. Would that work for you?
That's fine.
So you will have to drop the dispute with your bank and have them contact us with you on the line to verify the dispute is dropped, and we'll issue out that 35% refund.
Okay, so then I have to call them, have them call you, and we're all three on the line, and then you'll take care of them.
And that is correct.
Okay, and then I won't be charged again.
And that is correct.
Okay, all right. I will call them, and we will call you then.
Thank you for calling us support, ma'am. Enjoy your wonderful day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.